The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1978, Voyager 1 emerged unharmed from the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter, having entered in December 1977. Voyager 2 also survived its trip, leaving the belt intact in October 1978. Both spacecraft were already imaging Jupiter from a distance of less than 180 million miles, which meant their telescopic photos were now as good as, or better than, the best photos of Jupiter ever taken from Earth-based telescopes. In 2000, the 99th shuttle mission lifted off, its destination, the still vacant International Space Station.
4, 3, 2, 1. We have booster ignition and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Atlantis, opening the door to a permanent human presence in space.
Houston, roger, roll.
Houston now controlling the flight of Atlantis. Atlantis completing its roll, placing the shuttle in a heads-down wings level position for the 8.5-minute ride to orbit.
Space Shuttle Atlantis carried a crew of 7 astronauts and cosmonauts to do some of the final work involved in getting the station ready for its first full-time crew. The uncrewed Genesis probe's 29-month trip through the solar system to gather particles of the solar wind and return them to Earth didn't end as planned. The original mission profile called for a re-entry capsule to plunge through the atmosphere and open its parachutes, at which point a helicopter would snag it in mid-air and bring it in for a gentle landing. But the parachutes failed to open, and the Genesis capsule slammed into the Utah desert at 200 miles per hour, exposing many of the deep space samples to earthly contaminants.
Vertigo Mach, it looks like we have a no-shoot, sir. Vector 200, put it on your nose, 8 miles, look for an impact.
PC, negative growth, negative shoot.
Copy, we see the visual.
Impact at 5, 8, 5.
The ambitious OSIRIS-REx mission, NASA's first attempt to gather surface samples from an asteroid, lifted off on this day in 2016.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And liftoff of OSIRIS-REx, its 7-year mission to boldly go to the asteroid Bennu and back.
Actor Peter Sellers was born in 1925 on this day. ELO bassist Kelly Groka was born in 1945. Martin Freeman, star of the Hobbit movies and Sherlock, as well as the big-screen Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, was born today in 1971.
We have normality.
Normality, right. We can talk about normality till the cows come home.
What is normal?
What's home?
What are cows?
What kind of theater is still my normality?
Composer Alex North died on this day in 1991. He scored movies such as Spartacus and Dragon Slayer, but was also hired by Stanley Kubrick to provide original music for 2001: A Space Odyssey, none of which Kubrick used in the final cut of the movie. In 1966, having been in development for 2 years and 2 pilots, Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek premiered on NBC, introducing the American viewing public to Captain Kirk, Mr. Spock, and the crew of the Enterprise.
Mr. Spock, supplies of salt have been set out as bait at all decks and engineering levels, Captain. However, no one or nothing has approached them as yet.
Dr. McCoy?
Yes. Medical department report,
Doctor. Oh. Well, we could offer it salt without tricks. There's no reason for it to attack us.
Your attitude is laudable, Doctor, but your reasoning is reckless.
The creature is not dangerous when fed.
In 1973, Star Trek premiered again on NBC, only this time as a half-hour Saturday morning cartoon, which some viewed as NBC's apology for canceling the live-action Star Trek. Nearly all of the cast and several of the original show's writers signed up for another tour of duty on the Enterprise.
Situation, Mr. Scott? We picked up speed, sir, rapidly. I've cut back power, but we continue to gain momentum.
Mr. Sulu? She's not answering the helm, sir. 2 minutes right ascension off course and drifting farther, Captain. Stand by to reverse course.
In 1982, buzzard bait of all shapes and sizes lined up in arcades to try Joust for the first time. An unusual game from Williams Electronics, which put players in control of knights riding ostriches. Two players could team up against the evil ostrich riders at the same time, or they could go head-to-head against each other. And in 2012, Rory's dad tagged along aboard the TARDIS as Doctor Who's seventh season brought us dinosaurs on a spaceship.
Don't move!
Do you really think I'm that stupid I wouldn't notice? How did you get aboard, hey? Transmat? Who sent you?
Doctor. It's my dad.
Well, frankly, that's outrageous.
What?
You think you can just bring your dad along without asking? I'm not a taxi service, you know.
You materialized around us.
Oh, well, that's fine then. My mistake. Hello, Brian. How are you? Nice to meet you. Welcome. Welcome. This is the gang. I've got a gang. Yes. Come on then, everyone.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. TheLogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at coffee, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green. Music by Casabolki.
I'm not entirely sure what's going on.
You know when Amy and I first got married and we went travelling?
To Thailand?
More the entirety of space and time. In that police box.